Moving on to our album review, we have a new album featuring the work of composer Mona Lynn Rees. The album is called The Mitten. This is an adaptation of the old Ukrainian folktale of the same name. I was familiar with the story because of the adaptation by author Jan Brett. Interestingly enough, on our last visit to see my family, my little baby son got to read that book. Was before I even knew we'd be reviewing this record. So
nice.
It was destiny. So long story short, it's a story about a child who loses his mitten in the woods. It is a white mitten, so it blends in with the snow. And various animals all take shelter in this mitten. Some of those animals include a mouse and a frog, an owl, a rabbit, a fox, a wolf, a boar, and a bear, if you can believe that.
Wow. That's a big mitten.
I know. It was probably made out of some really fancy DuPont material.
Oh, for sure.
So this work has very serious kind of Peter and the Wolf vibes / Carnival of the Animals vibes. I remember I have this CD that I've inherited now from my parents, but when I was really young on road trips, we would listen to it, and it had Peter and the Wolf, and it would have an explanation of how all of the different characters were portrayed by different instruments. And then it had Carnival of the Animals as well, with read introductions. I think it even had The Young Person's Guide to the Orchestra.
That's a good one.
It's in this kind of, it's in this genre of music that is very good for helping kids learn about orchestral music, and in our case, contemporary classical music, which is very important. I mean, myself having a baby, got to raise him right.
Absolutely.
On that contemporary classical life.
Absolutely. It's the only life.
To this point, there are three versions of the work on the CD. The first is with Mona Lynn Rees, the composer, actually narrating. It also has a Spanish version with Daniel Elfgott narrating. The third version is an instrumental version.
Oh, what?
Instrumental. You know what that means?
Remix.
So, listeners, we're opening this up to you guys right now. Go buy this album, The Mitten, by Mona Lynn Rees. On Navona Records.
It's an imprint of Parma.
We want to hear your best remixes and voiceovers.
You can submit them to contemporaryclassicast@gmail.com, or better yet, post them on SoundCloud or some other hosting service and tweet it to us, and we'll get back to you. If you're lucky, we might even feature you on the next podcast.
It comes in a very simple slip sleeve, but on the back it says, for additional album content, go online to Navona's website. And on the website, they have some liner notes, they have credits, and they have downloadable The Mitten coloring pages. On the front of the album, there's this really cool art, all these animals playing instruments in the snow, and these animals are available as coloring pages for young children, which I think is awesome.
I think that's great.
And if you go to Mona Lynn Rees's website, she has an arrangement of the Boar song with lyrics for young voices.
Very nice.
So this is really interesting. It's not as far out there as some of the things we've listened to reviewing, but this is a great way to get your foot into the door of contemporary classical music if you're wearing size 2 or bigger shoes.
Nice.
It also makes a great stocking stuffer for your children. Don't worry about us releasing this episode on Christmas. There's still time. So we're also going to be ranking the different animals in this story by edibility, starting with least to most edible.
For least edible, I'm going to have to go with the wind.
Yeah, unless you accidentally like swallow some and burp. I'd follow that up with wolf, just because you'll probably go to jail if you eat wolf.
That's a good point.
Don't eat wolf. Owl is probably very difficult to come across in terms of meat. You know, they're silent predators.
Yeah.
Foxes are very clever. Also probably very difficult to get food from.
Absolutely.
And mouse just seems like something you would not want to eat, although the owl would want to eat.
Right.
We're going to start moving into actually tasty animals, maybe. I'm not sure about bear. Have you eaten bear before?
I haven't eaten bear before.
Have you heard of people eating bear?
Yeah.
Well, you could in the Oregon Trail.
See, that's the thing. And if you could do it in the Oregon Trail, you could definitely do it in real life.
Yeah. And so, I mean, all it takes is one bullet. You get like 400 pounds of meat.
Can't argue with that.
And you can carry like 18 pounds back to the wagon.
Yeah, the bear is like the Costco of nature. Think about that, though. That for me, that might go higher on the ranking. Like edibility in terms of taste good or in terms of total satiation?
We'll move the bear up.
Because I might put the frog next.
Yeah, I'm going to put frog next too. Delicacy in France.
Yeah.
I've never had frog, have you?
Not consciously.
Well, I've heard that the average person swallows 8 frogs in their sleep.
Oh, I heard that too. Yeah.
There's also a cricket in this piece. He serves kind of an important role in the narrative of the mitten story. In Mexico, They are toasted or fried, crunchy. They're often served with chile powder. I was offered some once, and I chickened out.
Wow.
So I've never eaten it, but I'll probably put that above frog.
Yeah.
They probably eat more crickets in Mexico than frogs in France.
Yeah, and crickets are also not uncommon in Southeast Asia.
Yeah.
I saw them a lot when I was in Southeast Asia. Also, cricket protein is like the new thing now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was just hearing about this on another podcast actually last week. Apparently, pound for pound, crickets have really, really high yield when it comes to protein. So there are a lot of protein powders that they're developing now with cricket.
Nice.
Yeah, cricket or ticket, you know?
That leaves two animals on this list, the rabbit and the boar. I'm going to put rabbit next because rabbit, you know, stew, things like that.
Yeah.
You know, pretty desirable dish. But yeah, for me, 100% boar is the tastiest animal on this list.
Oh, for sure. I also really love rabbit, but but yeah, boar. I think you'd probably do more with boar.
Just a nice boar ragu.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Dank.
That is the best.
Yeah.
I was in Italy this last summer for a music conference in the middle of Tuscany, the Cortona Sessions. Check it out. It's a great program for performers and composers and conductors.
Yeah. Shout out. I've also done it. It's fantastic.
And at night, you can hear gunshots off in the distance. It's a big, you know, open valley away from population centers. That is the local boar hunters hunting fresh wild boar for your next boar ragu over peachy pasta.
Delicious.
So good. So to wrap up this review, The Mitten, a really fun listen.
Very fun.
Very easy to digest. Most of the movements are between 1 and 2 minutes long. Mm-hmm. Very appropriate for the attention spans of the intended audience and a great way to get little ones into contemporary classical music. We are giving this 7 snowflake emojis with the rare hedgehog emoji.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you say rare hedgehog, you mean just barely seared?
No, this one's not meant to be eaten. This one's too special.
Oh,